T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have on the line with us now, Al, a guy who was a top executive with the Green Bay Packers. He is currently the director of Villanova Sports Law. He is a columnist at Monday Morning Quarterback at SI.com, and his name is Andrew Brandt. Hi, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing well, guys. Pleasure to be with you. I've been talking about a quarterback we drafted 16 years ago nonstop for the last 120 hours. It's quite a story. Yeah, it's.
I'm not going there. Andrew, I'm not going there yet. I have some issues locally that I have to deal with first. We saw something in a war room we had never seen before. Dissension in the ranks for the Philadelphia Eagles after the third round pick. Andrew, how often in the years you were in those war rooms in Green Bay does that happen among the people making the picks?
You get some discussion and you get some potential arguments, obviously leading up to the draft, about what we would do in the second round here, third round there, where you have guys on the board. When you go into the pick, it's usually 99%, okay, we're all in. And you saw the draft rooms around the league with the high fives and the fist bumps, even for low-round picks. And you saw that with the pick that you're talking about, except for one guy. Now, Tom Donahoe has been advising Eagles for a while now. It's been several years. And he's basically the guy that they go to for the draft. He does evaluations for them. They use his knowledge, expertise, institutional base, that's been going on for, I don't know, decades with the Steelers and the Bills and other teams. They tap into that. And, the thing is, Tom Donahoe is not a young guy that's trying to please the general manager.
Yeah.
Like, he can take this job and go somewhere else, do whatever, and he's not going to, pull punches. So he didn't like the pick.
No, I'm going to tell you, I got all the information out, Andrew, because we got it out of Howie yesterday. He loved the kid, a defensive tackle, Aleem McNeil. He loved him. Mm-hmm. He didn't think Howie should be trading down. He thinks he should just be taking the kid. They ended up with somebody else, Milton Williams.
Yep.
All right, so here's the thing, Andrew, all right? If Aleem becomes better than Milton and Donahoe stays in the organization, does he, at every opportunity, point that out to his boss? Because I would. That's what I'm saying. To me, they fall in love with these players. They don't take your player. Do you keep jabbing the guy and going, remember when you screwed it up and now Aleem's a Pro Bowler? Would you do that?
Hopefully you do that in a subtle, jesty, kind of joking kind of way.
No, I wouldn't.
Now, the thing is, these are big guys, right?
Yeah.
So they're harder for everyone to evaluate than seeing the DK Metcalf.
Right.
So that's always going to be the case with big guys. But, listen, he wanted the guy, and they traded down, and the guy's gone. So, I'd be pissed, too.
let me get
now
to
we're getting somewhere.
We got Landon Dickerson coming out a little while.
Yeah.
He is 22 years old. He played at Florida State, and then he went to
Alabama.
This kid is terrific, except for the 5 years he couldn't finish the season with significant injuries, 2 ACL tears. Andrew, too much of a risk to take in the second round early?
You know, the doctors give grades on all these guys. One is completely clean. Four is a medical reject. And I imagine this guy's two minus or a three, and you've got to examine that. So you throw that up in the mix with everything else you're evaluating. Obviously, yes, you talked about great kid, great program, loved by his teammates and coaches. How he's close to the Alabama people. I'm sure they talked him up big time, as did Devonta. So, you know, that's where they are with him. I think a lot of teams would have passed or taken him later. But there's a handful of teams, I think, that were interested in him up there as
the,
well.
The thought was that the Bengals were going to take him with the next pick, right, and then they traded out of it with the Patriots.
Wow. So, you know,
and they desperately need offensive line help. Yeah.
Mm. I didn't realize there was that grading system. I would not trust our doctors to give the proper grades because they can't keep their own players on the field. But that's me. Let me get to Aaron Rodgers because this couldn't be juicier. All right, this could not be. All right, Aaron Rodgers has issued an ultimatum to your former team. I want him to fire the GM or I'm not coming back. How far is he overstepping the bounds of a superstar quarterback?
We're in a different age. You know, that never would have happened back in the day. And obviously we dealt with Brett, and he was livid when we picked Aaron. And that was 3 years. Angela, that was 3 years of my life. Yeah, every week.
Wow.
Every week, Aaron's side, you know, am I ever going to play? Am I ever going to play? Is he ever going to retire? And then Brett's side would be, you know what it's like coming to work every day and sitting next to your replacement? It's no fun. And now Aaron's felt that for a year, and he's been a good soldier, at least publicly, the whole year, whereas Brett was right away livid. So here we are, this delayed reaction where the Packers, I'm pretty sure, have a plan to move to their first-round quarterback as they move to Aaron in 2 years. Not 3 years for Aaron, but 2 years, meaning a year from now. And Aaron just played as the MVP of the league, the best player in football, and he's like, I'm not down with that. Like, what are we doing here? You want me to hang around for a year, give you MVP level, get you to the Super Bowl, and then you'll discard me? Or maybe you keep me another year. But you're moving on to love. So why don't you do it now? And this is really upsetting the timeline of this $3 billion organization that has decided we need Rodgers more before we move on. And he's like, I don't think that's a good plan for me.
But he so, signed a contract, Andrew.
He did. And he can, you know, the Packers have been very open here. We're not trading him, period.
Yeah, I admire that.
But he's got all these people speaking for him, which I don't understand. He's got his football agents, Dave Dunn. Philly fans know Dave Dunn. He's representing a lot of players there. He's got his managers, CAA, which, of course, represent Adam Schefter as well. So you see all this stuff going on around it, but he needs to speak, obviously. What concerns me most, Angelo, and this is where what people ask what I would do. Well, it sounds like they've done it, which is they've sent the general manager, the coach, and the president, maybe different times, to L.A. to sit down with Aaron. And that hasn't worked. Like, immediately I would say, all right, let's get in a room. Let's close the doors. Let's shut off the bathrooms. And let's get it done. What's the problem? Is it financial? Let's figure out the contract. I understand there are things the Packers haven't wanted to do contractually, things I started 20 years ago that they try to keep up with. Okay, can we bend for this guy? What about personally? What do you not like about the GM? Has he lied to you? And did you misinterpret that? Aaron's probably frustrated that the love pick is going to push him out. And he's like, let's just do it now.
All right. Here's what I'm learning from all of this, because we saw it right here at Carson Wentz. The Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts, and he didn't want to be here anymore. The only difference is he had an awful year, and Aaron Rodgers was the MVP. All right, so here's what I'm trying to figure out. Did the Eagles do the smart thing by cutting their losses right away, even though they had made this huge investment? Or are the Packers doing the right thing, taking a stand for a guy who signed a contract that it would like him to live up to it? Who's right here and who's wrong, Aaron? Andrew?
You can't ignore what you started the sentence with, though. This is the MVP versus a down quarterback going down.
Right.
And that's why But there is so much similarity here because I talked to you about this for 3 months. I never fully appreciated the chasm between the organization and Carson. I never fully understood how deep that was, how getting rid of the coaching staff really didn't do much to solve the problem between the two sides. And I'm looking at Rodgers and the Packers and these comments about firing the general manager. I'm like, I know that organization as well as anyone. I never understood the problem that is now so deep between the organization and the player. Like, these things are happening now, you know, whether it's Watson and the Texans, Wilson and the Seahawks, Carson, obviously, and now Aaron, where I'm wondering, what is going on here? Why are teams not communicating with their best player, or is it all because they're taking backups?
Well, Rhea has a theory. Yeah. He's a jerk.
Well, listen, Andrew, you would know, although I'm saying you probably might be a little bit biased because you were there, is he difficult to get along with in terms of being a coach to him or someone in charge of him like a general manager?
Well, I can't answer because my 3 years there, he was a backup. He was a much different guy. He was dating a girl from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah. You know, he's a kid. He babysat my kids. So
he's a star.
He's a star. You know, he's not just a star. He is an, I call him an NBA level superstar.
Yeah.
Like he is he's like a James Harden level superstar. And you don't have those in football, or you haven't. I mean, it's him and Brady, maybe a couple others, and that's it. So, like I said, when he's around all these agents and managers, and I think he had a manager live with him, you know, he's got a lot of people around him, and I think he's a decent guy, but I wonder how hard it is to be that level of player and maintain your groundedness.
Right. One last thing, Andrew. I'm just curious because every time I put you on, I think you should still be running a team. Mm-hmm. You're very, very bright. Are you eligible? If somebody were to call you, would you listen with an offer?
I'll say this. I'm getting a lot of questions, but not from the Packers or Aaron. Like, would I go in and mediate that?
Yeah.
That I would be very interested in.
What about a GM job? There's one open in Colorado right now.
Yeah, the grind of 12 hours running a team. I don't know. My life is too good, man.
Okay. He's in the mountains right now, Andrew.
You got to understand right now, Andrew, I'm sitting next to Ruben Amaro, who never took his coat off because he's catching a flight to Denver to do a job interview with the Rockies. He's dying to get back in, and I'm just wondering if I guess you're not. That's what
I'm
not.
Sensing.
All right,
I'm
Andrew. Not. Well, you should because you're awesome. Andrew, thank you so much, my friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.